Well, we're approaching midday on Wednesday. It's just a couple of days before Speed Weekend gets underway here at Foxhall Stadium, and I'm joined by Dean Cox with Speedworth Motorsports. And already, Dean, although it's still only Wednesday, just driving up towards the turnstiles today, it felt different. It does feel different that there's a lot more activity going on than when I normally come and see you this time of the week.
You're absolutely right, Graham. I mean, this event is a standalone event in many, many ways. It's bigger. It's longer, it's more dynamic, it's more spectacular. It's the biggest thing that we stage all year, and we've been staging these since the mid-1960s. But it's still the same every year. It's a mixed bag of a little bit of nerves, a little bit of emotion, a little bit of everything. But as you say, there's so much going on. As you can hear at the moment, the track is being swept by specialist equipment. We've got people out there on the car park, setting out the car park and putting the fencing in for the various compounds that we need. There's so much going on. I've been speaking to our contractors that organise all our stewards for the public. I've been sorting all of that out this morning. There's people painting everywhere you can find. There's people cutting grass anywhere you can find, and there's people sweeping up. As you said, it's massive. It's been that way for several days now. Most of us have gone without a lot of sleep, but we're getting there. It's on its way.
A real mix of emotions, as you say. Now, this weekend, we've got pretty much every formula represented, and we know how big a racing fan you are. But do you get to enjoy it? And does the weather this week, the fact that we've had a bit of a damper overnight, does that kind of add to the tension?
It can. I must admit, normally I do study the weather forecast, but over the last couple of weeks, the forecasts have been so conflicting that I'm kind of leaving it up to the lap of the gods at the moment. The one thing I am thankful of is that we were anticipating the rain yesterday, which we didn't get, which meant we had another whole day of working outside, which was a real bonus to us. So we're, on that point of view, we're ahead of things. But yes, as a race fan, Speed Weekend always has that certain thing. It certainly gets your attention, the adrenaline. I probably won't be sort of stopping now, really, for right through till about 10 p.m. Sunday evening, probably when I'll finish with my last press report. But I do get to see some of the racing because I have to report on it. For me, I'm kind of 100 miles an hour in all directions. But just to be part of the event and making sure people are having a good time is a massive, you know, rewarding thing for me.
Let's get to the racing then. So we've got a couple of world championships being contested this weekend, a couple of European championships, multiple other championships in various formulas. The big ones, obviously, the National Hot Rods and the Lightning Rods this weekend. And the National Hot Rods are on track pretty much from, what, 9:30 on Saturday morning?
Yes, the business starts very early Saturday morning at 9:30 with the lap times. The lap times quite often in a world championship can determine how things are going to run in terms of the race itself. But if there's a doubt on the weather, sometimes it can go the opposite way. If we have a totally different condition for lap times to what we have to the actual race, then the dynamics change again, and I think that's what adds the excitement to it. So the lap times will set a marker, but I'm still sticking my neck out on what I've been saying, that I just have that feeling this year that on come Sunday, somebody will have something special a little bit further back than what we're expecting and come through. I might be wrong, but I just have that feeling this year.
Did we learn anything from the Thunder 500 just under a fortnight ago?
We learned a great deal. Obviously, it was a great win for Glenn Bell. We can't discount him from anything, and it was good to see him come through there. But as we know, 75 laps is a long time. There's so many things that can happen in that race. We spoke about it before. You can either prepare the car so it's fast from the offset and try and get some distance between you and the pack, but then that can peter out. Or sometimes you can plan for the car and prepare it so the speed will come in later on. But then may you run out of laps. You know, there's so many different dynamics and things. You've got to conserve your tyres because you've only got the one set to last. You can't come in and change them. You've got to conserve your brakes. The same thing there, because once your brakes start to fade, then you can't go so quick, and there's other dynamics as well. You've got to be kind to the car. You've got to be kind to yourself. It's very punishing. A lot of these drivers, if the temperatures are really hot, they'll soak like a tea towel in very cold water, tuck it down the back of their fireproofs just to keep themselves cool and in the right temperature. There's so many things that go into this 75-lap race.
So you're fancying someone from further down the field to produce something special when it gets to Sunday's final. How about in the Lightning Rods? Something similar there, or is there going to be a dominant name, do you think?
Well, I think in the lightning rocks, as we all know, the threat will always come from the Irish. There's some fantastic drivers over there, obviously, you know, defending champion and everything else. But Roger Dormer, our European champion here, and people like that, they run very, very well. I think it will be damage limitation. I think for the lightning rods, it's all about keeping your racing clean and making sure you don't get involved in any skirmishes, because the moment you unsettle the car, if you've rubbed up against another car, then you've got handling problems. So I think you know, the lightning rods always go very well at Foxhall. It's about the biggest, with comparison to Hednesford, it's the biggest track they have to run on, but at times they still find it short of space. So the lightning rod world championship will be as dynamic a race as it always is.
We saw a terrific performance this time last year from Jason Cooper in the Superstocks, the Eaton Family Trophy. He took that this time last year. How about that field? This is one that we're both passionate about. We both really like the Superstocks.
Yes, you're right with that one. I mean, Jason, you can't discount him from anything. You really can't. But the one thing we both know with Superstocks at Speed Weekend is it's always incredibly fast, always full of action. And, you know, at times we see some big incidents here. Quite often, most of the Superstocks races have to be yellow flagged and brought under caution because there's incidents and things we have to deal with. Tremendous excitement, tremendous, you know, racing from them. And of course, this year they've got an additional race, and the 1300 stock cars have got an additional two races. So, you know, for those guys, you know, it's going to be a very busy weekend with repairs. But yeah, Jason, any one of those guys on their day can come good, and I'm sure we'll have the threat from Scotland that we always do have. We've got two guys coming over from Holland as well. So, yeah, it's going to be an international flavour to the Superstocks, and they'll be as exciting and dramatic as they always are. It's the one formula over the weekend you actually find that nobody disappears from the stadium. Everyone stays in the stadium to see the Superstocks, and, you know, I think they prove that, and they deliver it time and time again. Their national championships, we stage it every year. It's always dramatic, it's always exciting, and it always has people on their feet.
You're going to have so many racing cars across the formulas here this weekend. The pit lane's always going to be full at the paddock as well. In terms of looking after them, I guess staffing this, you're going to have far more stewards, for example, this weekend than you would during a regular meeting.
Yes, we not only do we double, we quadruple and add some more on top of that. Basically, virtually every member of staff that's within the Speedworth group will be involved here in some capacity or other. Plus, a lot of our staff we bring in from the other stadiums because of their experience as well. We have contractors that look after the public for us. There's four or five times as many people, but they're all used to it. We've been doing this a long time now, and there's a good team spirit. Everybody knows their job when they arrive here. So long as everybody keeps focused, it always goes well.
And with the action starting from 9:30 and going on pretty much all day, we've highlighted this before, but it's such a great event for the spectators, and you probably see more younger race fans and more families at an event like this.
You're right. It's a day out for the family. I mean, you know, stock car racing, oval racing is a family sport, and we cater for all ages. That's why we have a mascot to entertain the children and everything else that we have in place. We have good facilities here. It is a long day. There is the comfort break late afternoon when everything falls silent for an hour, so we can just have a little bit of a breather. But everything is here for everybody to enjoy themselves and relax. It's not always about racing. There's a nice kind of carnival atmosphere here. Some people come in fancy dress. There's areas where people can just go and sit if they just want to get away from it all for about 5 minutes and just have a little bit of downtime. So there's something for everybody, and I think it's what makes the event what it is.
I think you're open, or the diner's open from 6. When do the first spectators start turning up?
They literally do start arriving at 6 a.m. I mean, back in the days when we used to camp on the heath here, people would literally start arriving on Thursday and start camping just to get into the feel of it. Now we can't do camping. Everything's taken to Trinity Park. People will still try and arrive there early Friday morning, but on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. a lot of the fans will start coming in. They just want to get into the stadium, choose their favourite spot, put their chair out, and just get into the feel of it. And they often come into the diner here. They'll have a full cooked breakfast. You know, I'm biased, but I think it's the best thing, full English breakfast you can get around. And it sets them up for the day, and it gives them an opportunity to come in and speak to some of the staff and some of the drivers. And it's just good for everybody, really. It just gets everybody buzzing.
Well, best of luck for the weekend, and we look forward to broadcasting live from Foxhall midday on Saturday. It's going to be a big one.
Yeah, it sure is, Graham. Yeah, we're looking forward to having you here.